1380 WPHM. It's Caleb Gordon filling in for Paul Miller. And coming to you today from the studios of WDVC in Escanaba, Michigan. And while I was in the UP a couple weeks back, had some conversations with some of the leaders and some of the communities up here. And, well, one of the leaders is the director of the EDA of Delta County, TJ Thomas. TJ, joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Caleb. Thanks for having me.
It's a beautiful day in Escanaba. Actually, today, the day that we're recording, this is a little cloudy and rainy, but it's always a beautiful day.
Hey, any day without snow this time of year is great in my book.
No snow at all. I saw a little bit of snow on the side of M28.
There are still some banks laying around just to make you feel more thankful for what we do have. So no, I'm welcoming those, but any more falling from the sky, I'm done with that.
The EDA, and that acronym is no stranger to our listeners because we have our own St. Clair County EDA.
Nice.
So we're very aware of what EDA does, but just to reiterate, yes. What is your goal?
So every community typically will have some type of economic development organization. They may be called EDOs or EDCs. In our case, EDA. So that stands for Economic Development Alliance. And what I have learned is that no two organizations will be alike. They're all structured a little differently, but typically their activities will support business and talent attraction, retention, and expansion. So there's different strategies to employ and different ways that organizations go about it. But typically we're really at bringing new wealth into a community and improving the quality of life for the citizens that live here.
Describe Escanaba to our listeners here. What is this community all about?
Sure. So, you know, the history of Escanaba is really similar to any across the Upper Peninsula, where you have a very isolated geographic region that was explored by some early settlers that came up for trapping. And then it evolved into mining and logging trades. And that timber product economic driver still exists here in Delta County. So we have our largest employer is the Escanaba Paper Mill, ran by Verso Corporation. We still have some of that on the economic side, that historical foundation that still exists here within the community. But we are an evolving community as well. So we have a declining population, which is the same across the Upper Peninsula in any county, except for, I believe, Marquette County. And we have a population here right now that is heavily weighted on, you know, the elderly side, or folks that are the boomer generation that are just coming up and approaching retirement. And we do have a lack of bench strength, I'll say, on maybe our younger population when you look at how it's weighted compared to communities of our similar size across the nation.
And even though our community is larger, we're dealing with a lot of the same issues. We've been pretty successful at attracting recent college graduates. A point of pride this past year is that, at least per capita in the state, we did have the largest growth. But generally speaking, the population trend is still downward in our community and in the Port Huron area, and in pretty much every community in the state. I think it's something unique to point out, though, is that you came back. You added to that number. You helped offset that decline.
Right, yeah. So, you know, my personal story, I grew up here in Delta County, in Gladstone, actually, 7 miles down the road from Escanaba. Went to school here, graduated, went to Bay Dinah Community College for 2 years here in Escanaba, left and finished a bachelor's degree at Michigan Tech up in Houghton, the Keweenaw Peninsula, came back and worked for a year here at the EDA in Delta County, and then left the state to pursue a steel sales career. So I was in Appleton, Wisconsin for a year, Seattle, Washington for two, most recently DC area. And then late last summer had the opportunity to move back after about 4 years outside of the state. So
most people would say, wow, those are all incredible cities that you lived in.
Yeah.
Why would you ever come back to Escanaba? That's what some people might be saying.
Man, I'll tell you. So I'll weave maybe my personal experience with what I hope to foster with other young people from my community, or you know, maybe who have no connection here originally. It's the nature of youth to want to try new things, and that really should be celebrated. So under no circumstance do I want to march up and down Main Street saying to our young people, you know, hey, there's nothing out there for you. Stay here. We have meaningful careers for you. This is all you need. Why would you want something more or different? I would encourage folks to go out and gain new perspective. But the reality is with my own personal experience, I left, I learned, I saw some great new things. What I can tell you is that I was drawn back to my home community, and I'll give you a specific experience. So, you know, I returned back. I had dinner with my wife at a waterfront restaurant here in Gladstone, the Terrace Freshwater Tavern. I sat in my car looking over Little Beatty Knock afterwards, and the moon was rising, and I was like brought to like an emotional state, right? Which I'm not a sappy guy. So it was powerful. And the thing about it is, Caleb, I grew up on the bluff overlooking that bay for 24 years. I drove down the hill, saw that bay every morning on my way to school or to work. Nothing had changed about that bay from that point to where I was sitting here with my wife after dinner, but like my own perspective had, right? Like the eyes that I was seeing this bay through, and appreciating how world-class Little Beatty Knock is. It's something that I didn't have when I was 19 years old, say, right? So there is something to be said for, you know, our young population moving out, gaining that experience, gaining that new perspective, gaining the new ideas, realizing what is so special here, but also what are the good parts of outside communities that we could incorporate or build on here. And that's the real value that I see in, you know, the boomerang population of youth returning to their homes. That's a growing trend. And I think that it is very valuable to the sustainability of even our nation, right? And our rural community identities to bring that back in, have somebody that realizes what's so great about here, but what we can build on too. And so, yeah, through my own personal experience, I'd love to foster similar mm-hmm. situations.
What kind of a town is Escanaba? Is it the Rust Belt town that maybe its better years were in the past, or is this a town of, you know, transition, and is it changing?
Yeah, I think if you look back at the long term history of Escanaba, there is a definitive, I'd say, sequence of events from, you know, an industry coming and the town booming and having a lot of economic success. And then kind of a quieter period, but there is a very definite level of stability that Escanaba has and Delta County as a whole. So we don't have maybe high highs, and we don't have low lows. It's always really right in the middle, right? So even as you drive around today, you can probably tell, hey, there's some things here that I can see. New construction that probably occurred in the 80s or so that hasn't been brought up to speed. But there's not a dilapidation or a gray cloud hanging over the city. There is a lot of examples on, all right, we're ready for that next turnaround. And so what I see here in Escanaba is, you know, the potential for, I'll say, that next high, right? And so when we talk about new leadership coming in, incorporating our elders and the wisdom that they have, Escanaba and Delta County really are slated for development, for, you know, we don't need to become the next Traverse City, per se, and we don't need to become even the next Marquette. But we are at a point now where we're ready to transform into the next version of Delta County. And that's part of what brought me back, just that energy and seeing that opportunity. And it's something I am excited to be a part of.
TJ, I hope some people were listening to that, because that hits home.
Yeah.
That hits home to us in the Port Huron area. We're also a community that is changing and needs to change. And things are progressing in this town, but some of the things that we hear, if Port Huron could only be like Traverse City, sure. If it could only be like Royal Oak, no, how about Port Huron's Port Huron, right. Escanaba's Escanaba. We can pick up some best practices,
sure,
but I think I don't want to go to a town that's just like another town or another cookie cutter. We want a unique experience.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's what you'll get coming here, or that's what you'll get for people who visit Port Huron. It's a unique experience.
And that's what I've learned. You know, I grew up in the UP, and for a while I really did feel, just maybe because I was a bit naive, that we were isolated as a community, not just geographically, but just our culture. And what I've learned from traveling the U.S. is, you know, the problems that we have are not UP or Escanaba problems. They are rural American challenges, much like you're experiencing in Port Huron. So it is, man. It, like, knowing that brought me back feeling powerful to, all right, if we're facing the same challenge as everybody else, how are we going to react differently from the other communities? Are we going to sit and foster conversation on what we're jealous of another community? Or are we going to take a real serious look at ourselves in the mirror and the assets that we have and try to start some type of coordinated effort toward that path? So that's, you know, I'm really lucky because I'm coming into a town that already had a lot of good leaders. There's also a transition right now through many organizations in government, in business, where there are some new leadership with the energy, with the vision. And so it's kind of perfect timing for me to jump into the mold and play a part.
So if we piqued someone's interest here, which hopefully we did.
Sure.
And maybe they're just going up to Mackinac Island or hitting some other places in the UP, and maybe we've convinced them now that they should spend some time in Escanaba.
Sure.
What are the must-see, must-do things when they come to Delta County?
Yeah, so what I would wholeheartedly suggest, and very genuinely, I don't want to stand up and just pretend that I'm a champion for my county, right? The Upper Peninsula is a beautiful place to enjoy, and the fact of the matter is most of our big shining light highlighted spots are drawn out geographically, which means it is the perfect place to come up and take pit stops in certain cities. So you can, if you're coming up from downstate, maybe you head to Luce County first and see the Tequamanon Falls in Newberry. Maybe you continue across the Pictured Rock Lakeshore into Munising and take a cruise to see Pictured Rocks. Maybe you continue on to the Keweenaw Peninsula and enjoy what they have there. But Escanaba plays a part in it, man. And I'll tell you, the US-2 here is the most traveled thoroughfare in the Upper Peninsula. It comes right up through Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it continues on the Lake Michigan shoreline to St. Ignace and the bridge. So when someone is passing through and they want to stop and enjoy what we have here, you know, we share Kitchitakippie Springs, natural springs, with Schoolcraft County. It is a completely clear blue natural spring that dumps into what really becomes in effect a little pond. There's a raft maintained by the DNR, and they stock it with some lake trout, so you can stand there and look almost like a glass bottom boat into and see these ridiculously huge fish swimming around. It's really, really beautiful, one in a lifetime experience, and it really is off the beaten path where you're not fighting crowds, so it's kind of a quiet little tuck away. We have Fayette State Park, which is an example. It is a really a ghost town of what used to be an industrial operation that was left, and now we have these amazing buildings that are standing and these structures that are maintained, and there's a state park campground that goes along with it. But really, you want to take the opportunity to, as you're passing through, enjoy our downtown and enjoy the park and grab a takeout order at one of the lunch spots on Main Street and head down and enjoy a picnic area in Ludington Park. You know, we've got great communities like Gladstone just down the road that have amazing beaches right on Lake Michigan. The water is not as cold as like a Lake Superior would be, right? It's pretty shallow here in Little Badenoch. So the water's warm. It's world-class beauty, as I learned and now appreciate. And then, you know, we have the Hiawatha National Forest, which offers trails. Whether you're a non-motorized junkie or whether you are on an ORV or what have you, the natural beauty here is expansive. But you want to take, I always want to take just a minute to try to get a piece of the local culture that I'm in. And we certainly have opportunities for that here in Delta County.
I had a little bit of that at Rosie's at lunch today.
Yeah, Rosie's. Yeah, that's the... that is the stereotypical hometown diner where you're going to get great food along with some very unique personality along with it. So, yeah, it's a great spot.
All right. All right, and I have to plug Upper Hand Brewery, too.
Definitely, yeah.
And you have H&H just down the street from us, both great breweries.
And that, you know, that's, I'll speak on it briefly. That is a great story. So Larry Bell of Bell's Brewery spends time in the Upper Peninsula, enjoys to be here, was looking for a place to start a brewing project, selected Escanaba, and have been awesome partners and, you know, really have become part of, I would say, the local identity here. So, you know, they're distributed across the Upper Peninsula, and they really are a UP brand of brew. But we're proud of them here. And so when we have, you know, our beer festivals and Rock the Dock on the municipal dock here, they are here. There's a presence. And I'll tell you what, one thing about Upers is we are loyal. We're very, very proud of our local identity. And we couldn't be happier to welcome Upper Hand into that mix.
And you can get it. You can fly into your airport, and that'll be the first place you see.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so Escanaba
welcoming
Airport
you here at the Escanaba.
Yeah, why not, right. Man? Why not?
No, a great place. Great stuff to check out here in Escanaba, Michigan, and all of Delta County. We're talking to the director of the Delta County EDA, TJ Thomas, here. And I'm Caleb Gordon for 1380 WDPHM.